Okay, today, Bez Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak on the Seches Makos, and we're up to parak Gimel, Mishnah Yod Dalid. So it says in Mishnah, Va'kori Kore, we're continuing to discuss how they would do Malkos. Va'kori Kore, they would call out if what Aveira the guy did at the time that they're giving him Malkos. Im lo tish molasos, and if you don't observe the Torah, and you this is what happens to a person, Vifla Hashem es Makos, Chaves Makos, Chozel Chilis HaMikron, as they're reading these psukim, he goes back to the beginning of the pasuk. Shmartim Stivra, and then he says that Vurach Michaparavon, and he goes back to the beginning of the pasuk. The Mace Tachas Yadol Pater. And if the guy dies as you're whipping him, the Shliach Bezin who's doing the whipping is not going to be chayav for killing him. If you accidentally whipped him one extra time and that's what killed him, so then you go to Golos because that's killing Beshogeg. Niskalkal Ben Bere Ben Bemayim Pater. If he became so beaten that he starts wetting himself or dirtying himself, so that's enough of a humiliation and he's pater. Now for a man wetting himself he would not be pater, only if he defecates himself. For a woman, even with just mayim, she'd be pater, she'd be off the hook. Mishnah Tesvav, kol chayev krisos shlaku niftri de krisosan. Anyone who's chayev krisos like got malkus is no longer chayev kari. Shnemar v'nikla chichla enecha kishalaka hareyuka chicha divir Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel, that as soon as he gets Malkus, he becomes like a chicha again. I'm Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel. Ma im over avera achas not nafsho alea hosa mitzvah achas alachas kam v'kamashir tinos lo nafsho. If a person does one avera and we take his life from him, so can you imagine the great tzchar of doing a mitzvah that that a person earns a new nefesh? Rabbi Shimon omer mikom olam, we can learn from the pasuk shemar v'nichsu anafasho sa'osos v'omer shayaso sa'adam v'chay mehem. The same pasuk talks about kares. Talks about v'chay behem hakol yoshev lover aver nosel l'schar kos a mitzvah. So it sounds like a person who just sits still and does not do an avera gets rewarded as if he's doing a mitzvah. Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe Omer. Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe says, "Harehu Omer Rak Chazak Leviltia Chol Hadam Ki Adamu Anefesh." That a person is not supposed to eat blood because the blood is the nefesh. So Ma'im Adam Shenafsho Shalom Katzam Imenu Aparish Imenu Mekabel Sochar. If eating blood, which is so easy to avoid because no one wants to eat blood anyway, and nevertheless by refraining from eating blood, you get reward. Gezel Varay Shenafsho Shalom Misavelehen Umach Madoson. Really, averus that you have a real desire for. Haparish Imenu Alach. All the more so that you and all the future generations in your family are going to benefit from observing such mitzvahs by not doing such averos. So to review what we learned today, so in Mishnah Yodalid we said that the guy reading the pasuk reads the pasuk of Im Lo Tishmar Lasos Vifla Hashem Es Makos Chav Makos, and then he goes back to the beginning of the first pasuk and reads them again, and he then reads the pasuk in Dvarim Perachav Tes after the end of Perachav Ches, and he says Vurach Micha Peravon from the Tehillim, and then he goes back to the beginning of the pasukim, and then we had said that if the guy dies while you're giving him Malkus you're Pater, but if you gave him an extra Malkus then he goes to Galus, and we had a machlokas, how humiliating a circumstance it would have to be for us to just stop the proceedings and let the guy off the hook. So whether any urinating himself, or that's only for a woman and a man, would have to soil himself. And then in Mishnah Tezvav, we said that if a person was Chayiv Karis and they get Malkus, they are Pater, and we had derived... We have derived from a number of different sources the great schar of doing a mitzvah, not only doing a mitzvah, the great schar of just not doing an avera, and that if you don't eat dam, you get rewarded. Can you imagine the reward for refraining from things that a person has a real taiva from? That's from tomorrow. We'll pick up at the last Mishnah in Maseches Makos.